Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Hey, hey, Night Show TFM here, TB here. Now, for egg salad recipes, it's quite simple, nutritious, and easy to make. But most recipes use mayonnaise. And so now sometimes it's a bit too oily, high in calorie, too sweet. So today I found that another egg salad recipe that uses a different ingredient, and I think this is delicious as well. So to make this egg salad, you're going to start by steaming potatoes and carrots until they turn soft. Then together with two hard-boiled eggs, you're going to mash everything up together so that they become fine and very, very tiny or mushy. Then you're going to start season with some salt and pepper. And then the important ingredient here is not mayonnaise, but 1 tablespoon of peanut butter sauce. Your pick. If you want, got peanuts in it, you want chunky ones, or you want fine-grained ones, your choice. But this is 1 tablespoon of peanut butter sauce. Give it a good mix and your peanut butter egg salad is done. It's packed with proteins and fibers and also low in carbs, so definitely a good thing that if you want to have like a light dinner or, you know, an official kind of like a late night snack, maybe delicious. TFM.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Hello, Night Show TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP. Alright, so this recipe, next one, is also another great and simple recipe that everyone can do within a few minutes, okay? First, what you're gonna do, boil 2 potatoes, cut them into cubes and set them aside. So the size of that can be very small. I don't need to be too big, alright, the cubes. Next, prepare 1 chicken breast and then dice them into cubes as well. And we're gonna season it with 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce, some white pepper, and a sprinkle of brown sugar. Mix it well and add in the potato cubes as well. And also, the final ingredient here is 2 scoops of corn starch. After mixing everything well by using your hand, shape the chicken potato cubes thing into a dome shape, place them in the air fryer for 180 degrees for 20 minutes. Make sure to flip them in the middle on the other half intervals, and your crispy chicken and potato cube buns are done. This recipe can make around 4 to 5 buns at one go. You can share with your family members, your friends, and it's an easygoing snack as well. Pop it into the freezer, and when you want it, take it out, microwave for a few minutes, and you can have your very nutritious breakfast. TFM.